Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. My name is Laurel Sharp, and welcome to our show. This is It's Only Natural, and today we're going to be talking about the current crisis. We haven't done a show in a while because we've been busy doing other things, but we wanted to come to you today and just talk to you about health and healing and some things that I hope that you're already aware of, but if you're not, please take the time to write this down and make sure to add these to your repertoire for whatever you're taking to keep your immune system healthy as we go through the COVID-19 crisis. So the first thing I want to talk to you about is what I consider to be the most important aspect of your immune system, particularly if you are a person of color or if you live in a part of the world that does not have access to a lot of sun, and that is vitamin D. Vitamin D is paramount for healing. It's paramount for your immune system. And it has been proven in Italy, where there were a lot of deaths from COVID-19, that a lot of the people that passed away post-mortem, it was proven that they had low vitamin D levels. I personally have been telling all of my clients and family and friends for the last year or so, since we started out with this COVID-19 pandemic, to increase their supplements of vitamin D, and I stand by that, and it has been, it also has been supplemented by many different people in the health field industry, as well as doctors, that vitamin D is very, very important. So if you're possible, you could ask your doctor to check your vitamin D levels. You want to have your vitamin D levels be somewhere between 60 and 70. A lot of us are walking around thinking that our vitamin D levels are good. I myself, as much supplements as I take, I was very surprised to have my vitamin D level be only 40. So I had to really ramp up my vitamin D, my vitamin D that I was taking, to get it up to 60 or 70. Some people, I believe myself included, are resistant to vitamin D for whatever the reason. And so our levels, even if we are already taking a supplement, it may not be up to the level that it needs to be. So vitamin D, and specifically I want to say vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 is what you want to take. It's readily available online. You can find good supplements. I use Pure or Doctor's Best. I found those two brands to be very, very good in terms of their potency and in terms of their efficaciousness for the body and for the body's bioavailability. Bioavailability is your body's ability to use whatever supplements you are taking. I've heard people say, oh, don't take supplements because, you know, it's really just an expensive way that you're feeding your toilet. And it's not really true. Whenever you take a supplement, there are things that can make them more bioavailable. One of the main things that make vitamin D more available is actually vitamin C. And that moves us to the next thing that I want to recommend to everyone, vitamin C. So for vitamin D3, I would suggest each person taking 1,000 to 3,000 IUs a day. Once you have bought your vitamin D levels up to between 60 and 70. So if you don't know what your vitamin D levels are, I would recommend this is an opportune time for you to go out and find out what your vitamin D levels are. It's a simple test that your doctor can order for you, or you can even go online. I believe Quest Diagnostics has a simple vitamin D test, which is not too expensive, and you can find out your levels and start to work on it from there. That, I believe, will move you into a much better position to deal with what's coming. We have a lot of variants for COVID-19 out there now, so it's even more paramount now than I believe it was maybe even last year to make sure you have your immune system as strong as possible. The next thing I'd like us to talk about today is vitamin C. Vitamin C, everyone is aware, vitamin C is one of is a vitamin actually that your body does not make, but it's paramount. It's part of your immune system, and it's part of a lot of the biological systems in your body. If you're low in vitamin C, as was proven many years ago, you could get a disease called scurvy. So since your body doesn't make vitamin C, I recommend everybody just take vitamin C, even when we're not in a pandemic. But the fact that we're in a pandemic, it makes it even more important that you're taking your vitamin C. So for the vitamin C, I would recommend taking between 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams once or twice a day. Also, for the vitamin C levels, ascorbic acid is a type of vitamin C that you can take. I also supplement my vitamin C. I take two different types of vitamin C. I take ascorbic acid, and I also take something called Camu-Camu, C-A-M-U-C-A-M-U. Camu-Camu is one of the richest biological sources of vitamin C in the world, so much richer than oranges. So you can get, I use the brand called Whole World Botanicals. Their vitamins, their Camu-Camu is sourced, and I can vouch for that. I've been using them for over 10 years. It's an excellent source of vitamin C. So again, we're going to be taking vitamin D3. Get your vitamin D levels checked. This should be between 60 and 70. You're going to be supplementing once you have your vitamin D levels up to a good amount in your body, recommended amount again, 60 and 70. Then you're going to be taking 1,000 to 3,000 IUs of vitamin D3 per day. For vitamin C, you're going to be taking 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams once or twice a day. So vitamin D3, vitamin C. The next thing I would recommend that you take is quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-I-T-I-N, quercetin. Quercetin is a bioflavonoid, and it's very important for your body. It's called an ionosphore. Ionosphore works with zinc to make zinc more bioavailable to your body. For the current crisis that we're in, zinc has been identified as something that can help your cells to keep the COVID-19 out of your cells. It also stops what is known as the cytokine storm. The cytokine storm is what is causing your body to inflammation. A lot more inflammation gets into your lungs can't breathe. So for today, I'm just going down briefly about what will be helpful for you and really hoping that you'll get this out to your friends and family and making sure that if they're not already taking these things, you're taking them. Some of the words that I'm using today may not be familiar with you, but, you know, Google is your friend, as we say. You can always look them up. Do your own research for anything you ever hear anybody telling you about health and healing. always do your own research, but information is power. And for us, particularly, I would say people of color, it's very important to get the vitamin D3, vitamin C, quercetin, quercitin, quercetin. And for quercetin, I would recommend to take about 250 milligrams a day. So again, we'll review at the end of this. I will go over the different, different vitamins that we're recommending and bioflavonoids and minerals as well. And then I will make sure that, everybody has it. And please, I hope you're writing this down. Please tell your family. Please tell your friends. Please tell your coworkers. We're all working together to try to make the world healthier so that we can get back to life as normal, as quickly as possible. Next, we're going to talk about zinc. Zinc is a mineral. Zinc, as I said earlier, is very important for your body, particularly for the current pandemic that we're in, to keep the COVID-19, keep those germs out of your, from getting into your cells. Zinc blocks COVID-19 from getting to your cell, and that's definitely what you want. Also works on the cytokine storm. The cytokine storm is the inflammation in your body, is when your immune system goes into overdrive, and it causes so much mucus that it shuts your lungs down and you're unable to breathe, which is what people have been passing away from. So we really want to make sure that we're giving our body the best chance possible to fight any sort of immune attack, specifically COVID-19. So we've gone through vitamin D3, 1 to 3,000 IUs a day, vitamin C, 1,000 milligrams twice a day, quercetin, 250 milligrams a day, zinc. For zinc, we're recommending 50 milligrams a day. The quercetin and the zinc will work together synergistically, which means they'll work together, that each of them will be better than they would be alone, to help your immune system get stronger, to help you to deal with COVID as it's coming through. Lastly, what we're recommending is melatonin. Melatonin is something that's naturally found in your body. It helps you to sleep. Melatonin also has very good immune system. It really helps along with your immune system. So that's something a lot of people are not aware of. They think the melatonin just helps you to sleep. Sleep is very important right now. While we're sleeping, our body, our immune system really works a lot. It really strengthens your immune system. If you have good sleep, you have a much stronger immune system. So we really want to make sure we're getting good sleep. So melatonin is spelled M-E-L-A-T-O-N-I-N, melatonin. So these things that I've spoken to you about is for prophylaxis. Prophylaxis is something that you take to keep you from getting sick. So what we're talking about now, if you were to get ill, initially when COVID-19 came out, and if you were to get ill, the suggestion was go home, rest, and call us if you get really, really sick. So these suggestions that I'm offering today is you really don't want to go home and wait for 3 weeks until you can't breathe. I mean, when I first heard that, I thought that's the craziest suggestion I've ever heard, but I guess maybe they didn't know how to deal with it, so that was their suggestion. So what we're talking about today in terms of the prophylaxis, it's to really help your body to be in the strongest position to A, not even get COVID-19, but really should you happen to fall ill, strengthening your immune system, making sure you're getting your proper rest, making sure your vitamin D levels are up to par. These are things that you're doing to move yourself into the best position possible. So these are things that we're suggesting. So this is also can be found on a website called FLCCC. I would recommend that you get on that website, do some research, and really find out about the different things that are available to you out there to help you to deal with COVID-19 so that you don't have to worry so much. Something I would also recommend, which is not written out here, is a really good B vitamin. As I've been speaking to my clients, working with family and friends, I've been noticing that a lot of people are really, really stressed right now, myself included. It's because it's the unknown, and of course we've lost so many of our, so many other people have passed away from this. So it's perfectly normal to be stressed. It's nothing to be, ashamed of, but, go out, make sure that you're reaching out to family, you're reaching out to friends. I know they're recommended in a lot of places across the United States, as well as across the world, people are self-isolating. But what we have now that we didn't have back in 1918, when we had the last pandemic, people were really isolated. There was no internet. There was no cell phones. There was no Zoom. So we have a lot of things now that we didn't have 100 years ago that can really help us to stay connected. So maybe we're not physically in the same space, but at least we can reach out to our family and friends. And I would recommend to try to make sure at least twice a week you're reaching out, you're talking to your family, you're talking to your friends. Take some time out of just sitting and worrying and really connect with your family and friends. You know, whatever spirituality you follow, make sure you're taking time out for prayer. I've made sure to take time out to pray for those that have passed away, you know, for their spirits, because it is quite traumatizing, you know, and making sure that you're praying for peace in the world as well, because we have so many things going on at once. You know, we've got the COVID-19 pandemic. We've got uncertainty with unemployment. We've got civil unrest, and we've got the political strife going on in the United States. That's a lot of stuff to be happening at the same time. A lot of stress on the body. So it's really a great time to just take a deep breath and get calm and get centered and get focused and think about what can you do to strengthen your immune system. In addition to the things that I spoke about today, I would also recommend using some essential oils. You know, I really like Young Living essential oils. I use my lavender. I use my Digize. I use my Thieves essential oil. If you go to my page, samtechnutritionals.com, you will see a link to all of the essential oils as well as to this protocol that I've spoken with you today. And you can check those things out and add them to what you're using to keep yourself, your family, and your friends healthy. So thank you so much for joining me today. I just wanted to speak to you briefly about some of the things I've been using to keep healthy and strong, and I hope that you are keeping healthy and strong as well. So thank you again for being here with me today, your host, Laurel Sharp. This is It's Only Natural. I'll be speaking with you soon to talk about more things we can do to stay healthy and to stay strong. Have a great day.